Roger Bourdin, flute, Colette Lequin, viola, Annie Challen, harp, performing the sonata for flute, viola, and harp by Claude Debussy. You're listening to KRVS, Lafayette Lake Charles. We head back to the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me by telephone, very safely distanced here, is musician Wilson Savoy. He is with the Pine Leaf Boys, and they will be performing for the first ever virtual Festivals Acadien et Créole. Most of our listeners do know that it was delayed until this coming weekend because of Delta. And we're not exactly sure of the entire schedule, but people can go to the website or the Facebook page and find a complete schedule of performances. We believe you all are performing on Friday evening. So is it the entire Pine Leaf Boys group? Who's going to be performing?
Yeah, the whole band's playing. It's kind of one of our first. It might be our first public show, and God knows, since the beginning of the pandemic, so that's pretty exciting. To actually play plugged in with my buddies again is a big deal, and so that must be, 7 months we haven't really played together. So we're going to do it at ACA Theater, mm-hmm. which is a beautiful theater. Of course, I think it's one of the prides and the gems of Lafayette.
Yes.
So we're doing that on Friday night, and it's really great. I think it's such a, of course, it's not the same thing as regular Festival Acadien out in the park, but this year, a lot of things got to be different, and at least we can do something. And so the virtual edition of Festival Acadien is a really wonderful, and they sure got a great lineup, and they have multiple stages throughout downtown Lafayette, which, let me tell you, it was a lot of work. I've been talking to Pat Moule and Barry Ossolet, and they could have gone the easy route. They could have just pre-recorded everything, but they decided to try to do it live, which is definitely a lot of work, but it sure is going to capture that live element that you would have seen at Festival Acadien in real time, of course.
Yes, and you're saying that you're real excited to be joining your bandmates again after so long, and I know that fans of both the festival and the Pine Leaf Boys are really excited, too, that they'll be able to see you performing in this live way. So give us an idea of what it has been like over the past 7 months. I mean, I know you wear many chapeaus. You're very skilled in many things. But how have you spent your time, and what has that done for you as a musician, not being able to connect in the same way with your band, with audiences?
Well, everything in life, we have to be able to adapt and adapt quickly because things change so quickly. And this is no exception. I actually opened up a restaurant this year with some friends, and yeah. So that was, for me, it was, I was going to do it anyway, just for fun. And I wanted to have live music, and we had built an outdoor stage coincidentally for Mardi Gras. And now that has become our stage, so we're having live music almost every night, Wednesday through Sunday, outside in a safe way. And it's a small area, so that has really kept me busy over the last few months. And aside from that, I've been doing a lot of Facebook Live, which is really fun. And, of course, at first it was a really great way to raise money. We would do it with a band, and sometimes we'd make more money doing that than we would playing a local gig. So that was fun. But, of course, as time went on, that got less and less, profitable. But, yeah. So
how did that feel, performing live on Facebook? What was the feeling of that rhythm and connection that you were having?
What are you talking about when I did it live?
Live on Facebook.
Yeah, so like we do it from my house, and I've been doing a lot of just by myself. I have an app that plays guitar with me. So it's called Strum Machine, and what I've done is I programmed every Cajun song that I can possibly think of into this app. And so I just sit there and have a cocktail, usually around 5 p.m., and just play Cajun music, play fiddle. I talk to people, and people get on and they make requests. And for me, that's really, really made it a lot of fun. I started that right at the beginning of the pandemic because I really wanted to play music. And I used to go to Cajun Jam at Blue Moon and all these places, and that was all canceled. So I had to do it. It was mainly out of my selfish reasons. I just had to do it myself. But sure enough, people enjoyed it online, and I just continued doing them. Of course, I've slowed down a little bit. But that's been really fun. And then we got the whole band, all five-piece guys, all the guys out there to do it. And same thing, that was from my house, but at least, it was better than not playing at all for 7 months. And I would order up like five pizzas, and we'd all sit down and eat pizza and just jam tunes for an hour and a half. And people from all over the country, all over the world would tune in and watch us and request songs and donate money. And it was a great way to raise money for the band as well.
Wilson, you know, for a musician 50 years ago, you could be talking about living on Mars.
Yeah. If you took this conversation, went back in time, I think you're right.
So what an amazing contemporary take on back porch music, you know, or living room music.
You know, I'd be doing it anyway. I'd be sitting down on my porch playing music, and why not? Most of our fans are from out of Louisiana, and that's kind of getting to Festival Acadien, how that attracts people from all over the country. I wouldn't be surprised if half the audience is from out of town. And it's the same thing now. People on Facebook can tune in California and see me live and see my friends live. And it's just such an amazing technological advance that even a couple of years ago was impossible.
I mean, it's exhilarating to think about, you know, when you think that, say, 50 years ago, the only way you could experience that was to, say, go to the Newport Folk Festival or, you know, some major festival. But now you can go anywhere in the world, and groups like yours have definite fan bases that let each other know where you're performing online, where virtually you'll be in the world. And it's astonishing and so creative the way that you and your bandmates thought to do that and really give a personal, homey feel to what you were offering them. It wasn't a sterile experience.
I figure everything we do is so, you know, just from the heart and from home in a way. Even, you know, the music we play is from home. We take that with us everywhere we go. And I think people really identify. And so many people have told me during the pandemic how much that meant to them to be able to sit down and watch some live Cajun music and just kind of bring back some sense of, you know, normalcy back to their lives again. So for a lot of people, and myself included, if it hadn't been for these live streams, I think this would have felt a lot longer than it did.
Right. Well, suddenly just in my mind, I'm thinking back to the 1918, you know, flu epidemic. And what did musicians around here do?
Well, I wonder if, you know, nowadays people base their entire careers on music. I think back then it was probably a little bit more rare.
Yes.
There were some who did it, but...
So they may just have been playing for their families, but certainly no big house dances.
But I think the advantage they had was that most musicians back in 1918, I would assume, had some other source of income. They either were cabinet builders or some kind of carpenter, or maybe they sold furniture. The problem with today, most musicians, not most, but a lot of musicians only relied on music for income. And so when this thing hit, it really hit them hard, especially hard. So that's one big difference, is that people nowadays base their entire career on only one thing, which, you know, and that has been almost to the point where these musicians now, I don't know if some of them will ever recover. They've had to move on and get full-time jobs. And I think there's going to be a lot of bands who end up bowing out.
Yeah, or just change, transform. Wilson, are you a songwriter too? Do you write music?
I do write some music. Yeah, I write some Cajun tunes. I've written quite a few, and mostly I take songs that I just love, that I've grown up hearing, and kind of play my own version of them. And but this has been a really great time to do that. And, you know, since I'm staying home now, I sure have a lot of time now to sit down and learn music that I've been wanting to do and always thinking of excuses why I can't do it. So this has really given me time. A lot of musicians have a lot of time right now. Mm-hmm. So when they do come back out and start playing again, let me tell you, it's going to be a like at Downtown Alive and Festival International, when they finally happen again, it's just going to be the golden age of music.
Do you think there's going to be, like, as a songwriter, as a musician during this time, do you find you have changed, that you've grown, that you've evolved? Do you write slightly different music than you did before? Or?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the music I was writing before was all about going out and dancing and hanging out with your friends at the bar and doing these kind of things and traveling the world. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs are based on my personal experiences, and all those things have stopped. So now it's a little bit more dark. It's a little bit, you know, a little bit colder. There's not. It's more of a, I guess, inner reflection of what I'm doing now, or just more generic subjects that don't really involve those things anymore. I think most songwriters can probably attest to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that will be fascinating. As you said, when people start recording again and performing in public, that there will be a whole generation of new songwriting and new emotions expressed in the songs.
You're right, and especially for the audience. I just can only imagine so many people are just so yearning to dance again and go out and hear live music again and sit in the park and hear music again. So yeah, it's just so wild. I think it's just going to really blow up.
Well, I'm looking forward to all the recordings that will happen after this. Kind of the more singer-songwriter part, I guess, of this culture. And as you said, the more reflective and introspective part of it. So that will be lovely. If you are just tuning in right now, my guest is musician Wilson Savoy. We are talking about his time over the past few months as a musician and personal time, and also Festivals Acadia et Creole, which is virtual this year. It's taking place this weekend, Friday through Sunday, all over downtown Lafayette, and of course just virtually, and people will be able to access it anywhere in the world. Wilson will be performing with the Pine Leaf Boys, we believe Friday night. You can check out the Festivals Acadia et Creole Facebook page or their website for a complete list of all performances that will take place this weekend. So, Wilson, what will be your repertoire performing with the Pine Leaf Boys? What will y'all play?
Well, you know, normally we play for a good hour, hour and a half at Festival Acadia, but this year they had to minimize the set length, and I think we're playing for 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes, and we're just going to try to do everything that we can do in 20 minutes. So imagine what you can... We have a lot of variety. I play piano, and we do some boogies and some rock and roll and some Cajun Zydeco and all that. So we're going to try to find our top five songs that really showcase what we can do and just hit it hard. And, you know, you're playing for no audience in this ACA. But one thing about the Pine Leaf Boys that I know, we have played for no audiences before in the past. Like, you know, there's one person there, no one's there. We just love what we do so much that even with no one out there, we still just rock and just have a great time. And so it doesn't matter if we're playing for zero people or, you know, 1,000 people. It's going to be a rocking show for sure.
Well, I know that everyone in the audience virtually will feel that exuberance and that joie that you all will bring to the performance. So that is Wilson Savoy, the Pine Leaf Boys, performing during the first ever virtual Festivals Acadia et Creole,
which
again taking place this weekend. And I know that the festival is also trying to give people a full experience of festival, because we go there also for the food and the arts, and I think they bring those components in as well. You get to look at some of the art on their Facebook page, and I think there are restaurants connected through the Facebook page as well. So you can have the full experience.
And let me just say, the crew behind organizing this, like Pat and Barry, and everyone that's working on this, all the cameramen, it is just amazing how much work. I wouldn't be surprised, but it's more work organizing this virtual edition than it is for the actual normal edition in the park. So they have really put a lot of work, and I sure hope people watch it and appreciate it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know I've heard our engineer, Carl Fontenot, talking about how much time and how much work has been put into that festival.
So oh, yes.
We're appreciating all of his efforts and again, the efforts of the entire crew. Well, Wilson, thank you for checking in with us and telling us about the festival, your part in the festival, and just some of your thoughts about what musicians have been doing. And it's interesting what you're saying about what's happened to the music writing. And again, we will look forward to the music that comes out of this time that you and other musicians will record and perform live for us. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to the festival virtual this year and hopefully back live in the park next year.
Definitely. Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you, Wilson.
Let's go.
Pine Leaf Boy, Two Step. Those were the Pine Leaf Boys here on KRVS 88.7, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Coming up at 4 o'clock, All Things Considered from NPR News, Judith Merriweather will join us in just a few minutes with a rundown of events happening around Acadiana. This is pianist Arturo Benedetti, Michael Angeli, performing music of Claude Debussy.